It is written that it's appointed unto man to die once. After that, the judgment.
C'est écrit que c'est
so what's the importance of going to preach to the dead?
Quelle importance de prêcher à les morts?
He's going to, the one he did in 1 Peter 3:19.
He says they were
disobedient in the days of Noah.
On était désobéissants dans le jour de Noé.
I believe he's going to witness unto them.
Je crois qu'il va les témoigner d'eux.
But the one that is coming,
mais
the voice of the mighty angel,
le voix de la change.
It is for the dead in Christ.
C'est pour les morts en Christ.
He goes to tell them something and resurrect them.
Il vient de dire quelque chose, il se résiste.
Whatever it is, we don't know.
Ce qu'il a dit, on ne connaît pas.
It is for the dead in Christ.
C'est pour les morts en Christ. S'il vous plaît, notez cela.
God bless you. Any question?
Dieu vous bénit. Quelques questions?
Coordinator.
Le coordinateur, s'il vous plaît.
Let's have Sister Dorothy. Okay, let's have that brother.
Ayons ce frère.
Shalom, church.
Shalom.
Good morning.
God bless you.
I want to ask this question. You taught us that messengers, angels are messengers.
Yeah.
So I want to ask, as a Christian, is it permissible for us to use angel's name and Jesus' name together if we are praying?
Which angel's name is revealed to you?
Quel ange vous a été révélé?
Angel Gabriel.
Did God send Angel Gabriel to you?
Est-ce que Dieu a envoyé Angel Gabriel à vous?
No, sir.
It is error.
C'est une erreur.
Second question.
Deuxième question.
The Bible speaks of those that do real worship.
La Bible parle de ceux qui
worshiping angels. I think that's in Colossians chapter 2.
Louer les gens, c'est dans le livre de Colossiens chapitre 2.
Colossians chapter 2 and verse 18.
Colossiens chapitre 2 verset 18.
Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility.
Qu'aucun homme sous l'apparence d'humilité.
And in worshiping of.
Et pas un qui d'air.
Especially the white garment sword churches.
Only
like wa loda re baba wa. It is wrong. There's nothing like that.
Il n'y a rien comme ça.
And he said, whatever you ask the Father in my name.
Il dit que vous demandez au Père.
What's in the name of any angel? Let's note that.
Dans mon nom, pas un nom d'un ange, s'il vous plaît.
Next question, sir.
La prochaine question, s'il vous plaît.
It's about the rapturing phase.
Okay.
You said that after the rapture, that the last stage is that we are going to see.
Not after the rapture.
Par après l'enlèvement.
That the last stage is that we are going to see maybe Paul.
We'll see the dead in Christ.
On va voir les morts en Christ.
So I want to ask that. For now, is there any? Is for now, is it possible for any rapture to take place now?
At all.
Ce n'est pas possible.
That's why we say. God has an agenda.
C'est pourquoi nous avons déjà un agenda.
We don't preach the gospel that says Jesus can come anytime.
On ne prêche pas l'évangile comme si Jésus peut venir à n'importe quel
moment. The way of death.
C'est juste par le voie de la mort.
Because once you die, you go to meet your God for judgment.
Parce que quand vous mourrez, vous rencontrez votre Dieu.
Other than that,
au lieu de cela,
Jesus is not coming this year.
Jésus ne viendra pas cette année.
There are events.
Il y a des événements
that precede his coming.
Qui précèdent
and until all those events
are fulfilled, ça se manifeste.
The last of which is the resurrection of the dead saints.
La dernière est la résurrection des morts.
Until all those events are fulfilled,
jusqu'à ce que tout
Jesus cannot come.
Jésus ne viendra pas.
Praise the living God.
Louez l'Éternel vivant.
Sister Dorothy, or will you please ask the question? Okay, mommy, let's question.
Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
So where you are teaching in that Thessalonica, where the Bible is saying that. The dead in Christ shall first rise. Then we that are alive will be transformed. But you said that even in this our life, we will see the dead in Christ rise. That a day will come when we come to church and we see our beloved that dead. We will see them physical. And that will make us to have rapturing faith. I think I'm right of what you said.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
My question now is, I thought that this transformation of the dead rising and we being transformed should be at the time of rapture.
Of course. Mommy, that's why we said the rapture has started.
Yes, it begins with the shouts.
Then the next stage is the resurrection of the dead saints.
Ça commence avec un cri et puis avec la résurrection.
It is at that point we can have the faith to be translated.
C'est dans ce point nous avons la foi d'être enlevé.
Are you understanding?
So
the dead people will rise. We will see them.
You will see them.
Vous allez voir physiquement.
It sounds incredible, right?
So when we see them now, then we will believe what the Bible is saying.
Of course, it will produce.
Rapture
and they have arrived that we that are living that we will be transformed.
We'll see them. We'll be transformed.
On va les voir. On sera transformé.
Mommy, is it hard to swallow?
Est-ce que c'est dur à avaler?
It is well. Okay, final question.
La dernière question.
Final. Shalom. Shalom, sir. Okay.
Shalom. Sir.
Yes. Shalom.
Right. God bless you, sir, for the exposition. Now, I believe the dead shall rise first, as the Bible has said. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17 is where I want to bring out this question from, because it's saying the dead shall rise first, but that we shall meet them in the clouds, not in the church.
Oh, no. So, read it again.
So I am trying to, because it says, and we, which are alive,
we will not meet them. We shall be caught up together.
On sera enlevé ensemble.
Has that answered your question?
Ça répond à votre question?
You are saying we will meet them. No, we will
on
not meet them. Read it.
Non.
1 Thessalonians 4:17.
Tous les Thessaloniciens chapitre 4.
He says, then we which are alive and remain.
Ensuite, nous
we shall be what?
Serons quoi?
Caught up together.
Nous serons tous ensemble enlevés.
Has that answered you?
Ça
that means we will meet them here on earth. We will be together and we'll go together.
Et on va partir ensemble.
They will rise first.
Oui, ils se lèveront
pour before they will be translated.
Avant qu'ils soient enlevés.
And the second one is Revelation 10:6. That place, I was thinking that when that archangel said there should be time no longer, that it meant that the times of the Gentiles have been fulfilled.
Of course.
Which yes, you are.
No. There is the times of the Gentiles and there is the fullness of the Gentiles.
Il y a le temps des païens et il y a la
complétude des païens. The times of the Gentiles are those four empires.
Le temps des païens c'est le temps des empires.
That God revealed unto Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel.
Que Dieu a révélé à Nebuchadnezzar et Daniel.
In Daniel chapter 2 and Daniel chapter 7.
Daniel chapitre 2 et 7.
They will run one after the other until the kingdom of Christ.
Ils vont l'un après l'autre jusqu'à le royaume de Christ.
The stone cut out of the mountains without hand.
La pierre qui a été coupée de la montagne
so
sans main.
So the times of the Gentiles continues. Even now we are still under the times of the Gentiles.
Et le temps des païens continue jusqu'à maintenant.
The Antichrist will still rule the world under the times of the Gentiles.
L'Antichrist va régner ce monde sous le temps des païens.
What you are referring to is the fullness of the Gentiles.
C'est la plénitude
des
païens.
That's in Romans 11:25.
Romains chapitre 11 verset 25.
Where it says that blindness in part is happened unto Israel.
Quand il dit l'aveuglement en part est venu.
The fullness of the Gentiles become in.
So
the fullness of the Gentile ends with the rapture.
La plénitude
but the times of the Gentiles continue until Christ comes physically.
La plénitude des païens
so Revelation 10:6. Where it says there should be time no longer.
Quand il dit il n'y aura plus de temps,
you are correct. The times of the Gentiles should end.
La plénitude des païens
the kingdom of this world become the kingdom of Christ.
Le royaume de ce monde
but that is not the fullness of the Gentiles.
Mais ce n'est pas la plénitude des païens.
That is after rapture.
C'est après l'enlèvement.
God bless you.
Je vous bénis, sir.
Okay.